Logan, and welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And we just finished watching Bride of Chucky. It was my idea.
I've never seen them, and I don't know.
Admittedly, really the only reason I did want to watch that movie is because Jennifer Tilly was in it. After she turned into the little puppet thing, I really lost interest, and I didn't really start watching it anymore. You woke up probably a little bit after I...
Yeah, I fell asleep when she wasn't a doll, and then I woke up when she was a doll. And I don't know how it happened.
So I think between the two of us, we could probably form the plot of an entire movie here.
Well, what happened when I was sleeping?
Okay,
how did she turn into a doll?
Here's how it goes. She was the former girlfriend...
Of Chucky when
he was a person. She found the doll, which was chopped up into little pieces, which I'm assuming happened in the previous movie. She tried to resurrect him using a Voodoo for Dummies book.
I wonder if that actually exists.
Maybe. and she resurrected him, decided that she didn't really like him because he was short. That was a bit of a jump. And then she locked him in a playpen with a cover over the top. And Chucky escaped through a TV in the bathtub while she was in it. At one point, he did some sort of spell, and her body transferred into the body of a nearby doll. She did some...
Oh, into the doll that she gave him as a joke.
As a joke.
Because he wasn't going to... No, the reason why she was pissed off at him is because she thought that the ring that she found nearby his dead body was going to be the ring that he was going to propose to her with, but it wasn't. It just happened to be the ring from the woman that he killed. Oh. That's why she didn't like him anymore.
Wow. Okay. Well, you...
picked up on that part.
Apparently you picked up on that part before you fell asleep.
I'd be like, I don't really give a shit because that ring apparently was worth $5 to $6 million. I would just sell the ring.
Exactly. Her body transferred into the body of this doll that she threw in a playpen to kind of make fun of him with. And then, in a really odd scene, there was some sort of, like, doll makeover scene where, you know, where she's painting her nails and doing her makeup and doing her hair all blonde, like a little mini Jennifer Tilly. I really lost interest at that point because it was puppet Jennifer Tilly and not the real voluptuous thing. So...
I don't really think she's that hot. Like, she's not bad, but she's not.
That sound right here that you're hearing right now, that's Rochelle's phone going off.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think that happened in an episode before, too.
That happened in another episode, and that's why my phone's in the other room.
My phone is in the other room. It's just really loud.
Okay. Yeah, so Bride of Chucky. I don't see why what you don't see in Jennifer Tilly. Like, you know, obviously.
I don't know. I just...
You're just not buying it?
No.
All right, maybe you should go see Bound. You'll have a different spin on things.
Maybe it's just because she's in Bride of Chucky.
I don't know. Anyways. We do have a voicemail thing, which I mentioned on our last episode. 206-208-3918 is the number to phone. Leave us a voicemail if it's good. If it's anything, we'll play it on the show. info@tiptaptip.com. Embarrassingly, up until, I guess, yesterday, the email address, which I've been saying and saying and saying and saying every single episode, didn't really work. I didn't know. But I kind of picked up on it when Daryl from Atomic Suburbia mentioned that he had sent me an email, and I'm like, well, I didn't get it. So I checked out a few things, and stuff was messed up. And in a nutshell, info@tiptaptip.com now works for the very first time. I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Eric fucked up.
But even better, the way I have it set up is I have it set up as what's called a catch-all address. So while I say you can send an email to info@tiptaptip.com, you can also send an email to myballs@tiptaptip.com, ericsucks@tiptaptip.com, and it will all get redirected to another email address, the same other email address. So I tested it. I actually sent myself a message to myballs@tiptaptip.com, and it was redirected properly.
Weird.
Subject line, test balls.
Weird.
It works.
I checked out, like, when I punched in tiptaptip.com for going to our website. I, like, the first couple times I did it, we were the first on the, what's that called?
Google?
Yeah.
In the internet?
Yeah.
All right.
And then this time I did it, and we were, like, the fifth.
Yeah, there's a bit of confusion. If you, when I type it in, I type it in quotation marks, and that generally gets us pretty high on the mark. If you do type it without question marks, you'll get a lot of...
Quotation marks.
Without the quotation marks, sorry. You'll get a lot of hits for a song by Japanese...
My favorite.
Japanese hip-hop slash pop group called Hal Kali, called Tip Taps Tip is the name of the song. Yeah, admittedly, I kind of nicked our podcast name from that. But at the same time, I also wanted something that was catchy to say, easy to spell, and wasn't taken. So there you go. The secret's out.
And we should listen to that song.
Yeah, it's a good song. Good. Maybe I'll...
Other songs by Hal Kali are really good.
Yeah, maybe what I'll do is I'll put a link on the show page after the show. Once I put it up. We went to a wedding on the weekend, and it was hot.
It was hot, but it was fun.
It was fun.
Least, like, the reception was later on in the evening, so it wasn't that bad. But the actual wedding ceremony, oh my goodness.
Yeah, the wedding ceremony was in the middle of the afternoon in a place kind of, because it was sort of near Marta Loop-ish.
Yeah, I think so.
Some sort of Anglican church, and it was, I was sweating my balls off in there, and I was so lucky that I wasn't wearing a suit jacket, because those other assholes must have just been dying.
I know. They were wearing the vest and the suit.
They were in
jacket.
The whole bit, and yeah. I'm just flapping away with our invite. Just and I still came out sweaty afterwards, even though... but poor guys. Then we went back. There was a little bit of a nap period in the middle of the afternoon, and then the reception.
Siesta. Siesta time.
Siesta, yeah, that's what we're calling it, so we don't sound like lazy dummies. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the reception later in the evening. Food was good.
Fort Calgary.
Fort Calgary at the barracks thing, and that was good. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
The only thing that pissed me off was, like, to go to have a cigarette, you had to walk down a whole bunch of stairs, and then go all the way to the front of the building, and then go out.
Right. Well,
that sucks.
It seems like you have a lot to say about cigarettes, so why don't you bring up that story you were going to talk about the cigarette displays?
Yeah, this is just something that I found on this CFIB website. It's Canadian Federation for Independent Business.
Stuff. Yeah.
So they're just talking about the new law. I guess this is actually from last year, so this is when they were still discussing the new law. Mm-hmm. Me and Eric were talking earlier about how all the cigarettes in stores are actually closed off. Like, you can't actually see the cigarette packages. They're behind, I don't know what they call, like...
They're hidden behind something, and that happened, I think it was July 1st is when that kind of kicked in.
Yeah, so this is basically when they're talking about it. And I just thought this was really interesting because something that I didn't really think about until I read this. You just circled this part here, hey?
Yeah, that I circled a part which seems sort of interesting to me.
Okay, like, so CFIB believes that the government is placing too much responsibility on the prevention of underage smoking onto retailers. It should instead be making more effort to enforce existing laws that make it illegal for minors to possess and use tobacco products in public places. As well, it is important for government to seriously consider the financial costs associated with these new measures and compensate retailers for the costs associated with reconfiguring counters and checkouts.
Yeah.
So,
what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm just going to read this other part here.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Saskatchewan, many firms had to rebuild their checkout counters in order to abide by the legislation. Lacking extra counter space, some firms had to store their inventory in a separate room, which raised additional safety concerns for small business owners and their staff who had to leave the cash register unattended while retrieving the products. More than 3/4 of members who responded to the survey felt that government should compensate retailers for the cost of reconfiguring counters and checkouts. So, I mean, I think it's...
I
agree with that part.
You think the government should give money to for, you know, whatever retailer to build some partition or whatever they have to build in order to...
Like, if somebody... I mean, most of the places that I've sold, buy cigarettes from, I haven't noticed that they had to reconfigure the shelves or anything. They just put covers over top of the shelves. Yeah,
they just closed the shelves, right?
But they still had to buy it. Like, that business still had to buy all that stuff in order to comply with the new law.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you're going to make a new law... And you're basically, like, forcing that business owner to have extra capital to spend on that. What if they don't?
I don't know. Maybe they just chuck them underneath the counter. I guess they don't really have to be able to do anything pretty. You know, they can kind of put it, just really, like, throw it underneath the counter or whatever, right? In garbage bags, which say...
be, like, super hard to find anything.
Well, no, what you do is you take Safeway bags and you take a Sharpie and on... One Safeway bag, you write players, blah, 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 blah.
Do you know
blah.
How many different kinds of cigarette packages there are? There's so many different kinds. Yeah,
there's like five or six or what?
Oh, no, my goodness.
Well, I guess I've never smoked. All right.
Yeah, no, there's tons of different kinds. But I don't know. What do you think?
I'm kind of divided on it. On one hand, now that I think about it a little bit more, I'm kind of on your side on it. And, you know, if they're going to be putting in this legislation, they should be compensating them in some way, one way or another, whether that's less tax or whatever, how much they have to pay to the government on stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
And I also, I don't think that... I don't think it's really going to do that much to prevent people from smoking. Like it says here, many small retailers believe the government's heavy-handed approach to ban the display and promotion of tobacco products will not prevent people from smoking, but will instead create significant difficulties and additional costs for small business owners.
Yeah, like people are going to smoke. They're going to find a way to smoke. I think if anything, what it's going to do is, I guess for a first-time smoker... they won't be able to choose based on the pretty packages that they can't see.
Yeah, but I think...
I guess, you know, you
like, for myself, I it's not like I stood there and picked from the packages.
It's like, oh, I want the pretty green one or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess sometimes I would forget which kind I smoked, and then I would...
You'd have to go, oh, okay, that one, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, I can't remember what it's called, but it's in this package. Mm-hmm. And then you point at it.
But now you can't point at it.
Well, and even now, like when I buy cigarettes, like some of them don't know the brand that I smoke because I don't smoke the most popular brand. And so I'd be like, oh no, on the third shelf there, close to the end. And then they'd be able to find it.
But now
it's like they just have to know where it is.
So when you actually purchase it, it's not like they, okay, I want a pack of this. And then they open up the cabinet and grab it? Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Okay. So... It's not like you can go, oh, okay, I want blah, 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 made up brand. And go, oh, no, actually, I want that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then, like, that way you're kind of cheating.
I think if they want to make it so that people who are underage can't buy them, mm-hmm. why don't they just have a store that is for adults only?
Yeah, why don't they just check ID at the door?
Yeah, take it totally out of, like, the convenience stores, 7-Elevens, and just put it in
a tobacco store. Yeah, like what they do with liquor, right, basically.
Yeah. Like I don't know. Like, when I worked in West Edmonton Mall, there was a tobacco store there, and there wasn't anything you could buy in there mm-hmm. if you weren't 18.
Yeah. Yeah, but then the convenience of buying cigarettes is now gone, because now you have to go to specialized stores, and you can't go to, like, a 7-Eleven 24 hours a day, get your cigarettes.
That's true, yeah.
You know,
well, maybe they're planning on doing that because that would make it more difficult for people to smoke. But, you know, people just buy cartons instead of packages.
Yeah, I suppose. Here's something I found on the internet. Let's see if you can guess the name of the famous actor doing the voice for this.
You see those hickory smoke signals? Well, that's a sure sign it's grilling season in the land of lean beef. Some strip steaks sizzling, tantalizing the entire suburb. That delicious aroma is all the invitation you need to search out its source. Because out here, well, a neighbor's just a friend you haven't fed yet. Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
It is what's for dinner. Okay, now, I'm going to give you three guesses. Who's the voice behind the land of...
Can you give me another clue?
I'll play it again.
You see those hickory smoke signals? Well, that's a sure sign it's grilling season in the land of lean beef. Some strip steaks sizzling, tantalizing the entire suburb. That delicious aroma is all the invitation you need to search out its source. Because out here, well, a neighbor's just a friend you haven't fed yet. Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll get one guess and then I'll give you a clue.
No, I don't even have one guess.
Okay, he's a Hollywood actor. Obviously, he has some sort of southern drawl.
Yeah.
So that.
Like, what movie is he in that I would know?
Oh, that you would know. I'm trying to think what movies he's actually been in.
Well, then how am I supposed to know who he is?
I know who he is because I always see him in the tabloids, like running on the beach without a shirt.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, now I hear it.
And now you hear it again.
You see those hickory smoke signals?
Oh,
well,
yeah,
that's a
okay.
Sure sign it's grilling season in the land of lean beef.
Why the hell is he
some
doing a commercial for
sizzling,
beef?
Tantalizing the entire suburb. That delicious aroma is all the invitation you need to search out its source. Because out here, well, a neighbor's just a friend you haven't fed yet. Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. Beef.
It's beef.
What's for dinner.
It's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Is this new?
It came out about a month ago. It's been, I guess he did a radio spot, and I guess they asked him to do the voice, and and he did.
Oh, that's
funny. So it's Matthew McConaughey, Mr. Land of Lean Beef.
Now he's a daddy, though, so now he can't be Mr. Party Guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here's another not so entertaining video about people who have too much time to fuck around with their phones.
By all the beeping, rattling, bonking of people's cell phones, right, and the other instruments
That's
of your
right.
life. Well, we saw a YouTube video in which someone decided to take Mozart's Rondo.
Okay, so essentially,
who is this?
This looks like it's Good Morning America or something like that. And they're essentially doing what we're doing. They're taking a YouTube video and they're just talking about it. So they're, whether they copied us or we copied them, but anyways.
They copied us.
Or maybe I should just clip them out of here. And anyways.
Yeah.
People are doing stuff on YouTube.
A la Turca. Da 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 da. Yes, take Mozart's Ronda a la Turca. Da 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 da.
No, guy, woman with short hair.
Oh,
Diane Sawyer, other guy.
That lady totally looks like a man.
She has short hair.
I know,
it's wearing
but
a pantsuit.
Maybe it's just because the picture's so tiny.
The picture's really small. All right.
Sorry, it's Ronda a la Turca. Da 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 da
da da
Can she play Feelings? Can she play Are You Lonesome Tonight?
That takes a real talent.
There's it a really very does. Proud does. Piano teacher somewhere in this world. Right
yeah,
now.
Right there.
What kind of revenge.
I apologize, viewers. Actually, what I should have done is I should have found the YouTube clip without all the stupid ABC News commentary.
Yeah, but that's really cool. They basically have. One, two, three, four.
Four phones.
Two phones, two cell phones.
Yeah.
And they're just playing the song with the phone keys.
I guess.
That's pretty cool.
So what's on your cell phone right now?
I have a funky little disco tune.
And you're...
I don't know. Maybe it is a man. No, hold on.
Is it?
That's kind of a man-like voice.
Your cell phone right now?
I have a funky little disco tune.
Maybe...
Can we... Yeah, that totally sounds
maybe
like a man.
Maybe it's
a man-woman.
Maybe it's like that thing.
And yours?
Mine's like... It's like computer gibberish.
And yours?
You know, that's the voice.
Your cell phone right now?
I have a funky little disco tune.
Mine on vibrator in my pocket.
One more operation and I'm complete.
And yours?
Mine's like, it's like computer gibberish.
And yours?
That's the vibrator.
No sound. Which is why I never hear
this. This is why I watch ABC.
In a flash, be the first to know what's coming up.
Stop it.
All right, stopped. All right, I will read an article. This is something I should mention. Our good friend Evil Mister, I mentioned him a few episodes ago, and I read his review of Zohan. He now has an article on his site called 100% Lobster. Now, that article is about the new Subway lobster sandwich. I have seen this advertised in the Subway that I sometimes go for lunch, and like him, I have no inclination whatsoever to even try it. Mm-hmm. It's just like this...
The last time I was in Subway, the guy in line in front of me actually ordered it, and I was about to puke.
So
it's so disgusting. It's basically just like
it's
canned lobster. It's not real lobster.
Hey, according to them, it's 100% lobster.
I doubt it.
So Evil Mister has written an interesting post on his site. The most interesting thing is at the end of the post when he says that, and I quote... So here's the deal. If I get more than 5 comments from 5 different people over the next week, I will eat one. I will eat one, and I will post a blog about it, complete with pictures about my 100% real lobster eating expedition. Now, I've already posted my comment. Now, I implore. In fact, I beg people to add 4 more comments. And I will be posting a link at the on our episode links of our post once this episode goes up.
Why don't you just tell them where to go now?
Evilmister.com. It's not
evil
the most...
Evil Mister, M-I-S...
E-V-I-L-M-I-S-T-E-R.com. It's not the current article on the page, but if you hit the one previous, it will be there. Okay. So, I want to see one of those pieces of shit, just for my own entertainment. And I know
that... I want to see you in a leopard... silk house coat, but no one's given us any money for that, hey?
I don't know. Who's to say?
It's too bad.
I fucked up the email address for like a month. Maybe I fucked up something else. You know, I can't even get an email address right. Maybe all our money's getting channeled to Squid Pod. Who the fuck knows?
Oh, yeah. That would be super awesome.
Yeah, I want it back. Urine bottles. Another result of high fuel prices. Ontario.
I think it would be better if when you hold the paper here and then read it, because you're totally turning your head that way.
Okay. We're professionals. Professionals.
We want our sound quality to be superb.
We're getting there. Police say there's been an alarming rise in urine-filled plastic containers.
Okay, when he's saying urine, it's not your in, it's urine as in pee.
Urine.
Yeah.
Filled plastic containers, also known as piss bottles, found along a 3-mile stretch of Interstate 84 in eastern Oregon. A litter crew for the... Oh, I hate to be those fuckers.
Yeah. wonder if they, like, if that's, like, their job or if it's because they're doing community service.
In which case, fuck them. Yeah. Litter crew for the Oregon Department of Transportation picked up an estimated 200 to 300 bottles... 300... You know what, for the
sake piss of... bottles.
I'll just call them piss bottles for the sake of this article, because I don't want to say urine-filled plastic bottles. Piss bottles. Along the highway, about half of which were found in a short stretch called the dubbed 3-Mile Hill. Police say that drivers, particularly commercial trucks, are typically driving very slowly through this area. Now, the reason why probably that these bottles are coming from these trucks is just because these... guys get paid to drive and they really don't have time to pull over.
Yeah, like if you have to pull over every single time you have to piss.
And especially in those with like, you have like 18 gears or however many of those things have. So piss in the bottle, throw it out the window, let the dummy pick it up. Police think the price of fuel may...
They probably learned that on Trailer Park Boys.
That's where... in fact, that's exactly...
I wonder if they use like the big milk jokes.
That's so nasty. Police think the price of fuel may be causing drivers to travel slower than normal to save fuel while at the same time passing rest areas or truck stops. Under Oregon law, improperly disposing of human waste is a misdemeanor, which can carry a fine of up to $250. Piss bottles.
$250
$250 I think it's worth it. But
yeah.
You know, then should they make much more money than that?
Well, and seriously, how can you catch people doing that?
I guess if you just either get one thrown in the head, maybe you're one of those. Maybe actually, how about you're one of those people who are picking up the piss bottles?
And then you get hit in the head with the piss bottle.
And then you just hope and you hope that one, that the lid stays on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Rochelle's going to give you an update on our contests, or actually our suggestions, from the position names. We've actually had two people who have put in suggestions. Actually, three, including Rochelle. So
yeah.
Let us know
what's
going on.
Should I read yours? I'll read Eric's first.
No, actually, mine is just what it defaults to originally.
Oh, okay. So this is what it is before we come up with names. This is what it is right now, right?
Yeah, this is what it is right now.
The first position name is newbie, then junior member, then full member, then senior member, then hero member.
So I don't think anybody at this point has passed from the newbie level to the junior member level. I'm close. I think
so. You have to have 50.
Yeah, you have to have 50 before you go from newbie to junior member. I guess at this point, which you printed out, I have 35. So I have another
50 posts.
50 posts. So I have another 15 to go before I'm junior member. Yeah. And I run the joint junior member. Jeez.
But you're also your administrator newbie.
All right, well, I guess that makes it a little bit better then.
Yeah. You're not just newbie. Okay. So then Brosif has his position names are Cabbage Patcher. That's right, right? Cabbage Patcher.
I thought it was Cabbage Panther, which I...
Panther.
I think that's a typo. It's either Cabbage Patcher or Cabbage Panther. I'm hoping it's Cabbage Panther.
I think it's
Panther.
Cabbage Panther. That's what it looks like. Anyway, let us know. And then Somebody. I like that. Like just Somebody.
Yeah.
Tip Tapper. Then Rick James. And then TTT All-Star. Yeah. I like the TTT All-Star because that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Rick James. I don't really. Okay. Then from Billy, we have Fresh Meat. Manteat.
Mantreat.
Yeah, Mantreat. Then he goes with Rick James. And then Steve Collins. Who's Steve Collins?
I'll explain it.
I know who Rick James is because I've seen that 80s video where he's wearing that black suit with like a red...
Those red thigh-high boots that are totally fucking awesome. Yeah, I know
him, but Steve Collins.
I'll briefly interrupt and I'll explain the. It's sort of an inside joke, but I'll let everybody in on it. A friend of mine, Mason, and I have come to the conclusion that we despise the Steve Miller Band, and we think that there's these. Here's how much we think that they're the '70s equivalent of Hooting the Blowfish, which is not saying much. As far as I guess that takes care of the Steve part of the Steve Collins. The Collins part is, of course, Phil Collins.
Okay. Yeah, I think I remember.
Yeah, there was that one evening we went out, and then and because they knew that Mason and I really disliked Steve Miller songs. The people we were with did one karaoke song after another of every Steve Miller song that they had on the available list.
I don't. Was I there?
You may have been. I think it was around Lilac Fest.
Oh.
Yeah, you were buying stuff, I think.
Oh, yeah, I was. I was
and
shopping
I, and
for
I came in
jewelry.
Dripping, and I came in dripping and miserable, so. yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense, but...
So you actually, and then you threw in your,
and then I threw in mine.
Yeah.
So the first one would be tit, then tits, then titter, then tapper, then tip tapper.
Okay.
Cause I think that I wanted to keep it so it makes sense with tip tap tip, right?
Okay. Tits. All
right. And so like it's motivation for people to do more posts because nobody likes being called a tit.
Yeah. Well, maybe some people do. I don't know.
You want me to call you a tit?
Oh, I guess if I'm being an asshole, maybe, but...
No, then I'll just call you an asshole.
Yeah, okay.
So, so if anybody else has any other ideas, we still haven't...
Where do they put them?
...changed them.
Where do they put them? What's the address?
Oh, my goodness. You expect me to know that? You just go to tiptaptip.com, and then you go into talk.
No, you click on the forum.
You click on the forum, then you go into talk, and then you go into position names,
right.
And then you write it down, And it's better if you, before you do that, you need to become a member.
Yeah, before you...
To do any of the forum stuff, you need to be a member, right?
Yeah, and...
Woo! I know it.
All right, high fives so all around. Good. All right.
Ow!
Maybe I'll let you do the announcements at the end of the show.
All right. No, because I don't like to ask for money.
Okay, I'll let you do all the parts except for asking for money. I'll just... actually, the catwalk was really a catwalk Thursday. Show cats dressed in everything from an Elvis costume to a sequined satin dress strutted their stuff at New York's Algonquin Hotel. The feline fashion show unfolded in the dining room where Dorothy Parker presided over famously catty round table literary luncheons in the 1920s. So it's a cat fashion show. I was looking so much...
What?
I was desperately looking for a video for this because I thought this would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
But the best I could do is just find this printed article.
You should try reading it like you're gay, because then you'll sound like a fashion host.
All right, let me just gay it up a bit. Where was I? Thursday's show benefited an animal welfare group and honored Matilda the Algonquin.
No, people can't see you shaking your head. You have to make your voice.
Well, that's how I get into it. All right.
Okay.
I shake it. Because you can't just, you gotta.
Okay, yeah.
All right, I'm reading.
Stop it, I get it.
The Algonquin's resident cat who just turned 13. I can't do the voice.
Do you want to let me
try? Yeah, you do the whatever voice. Read her. She is
the hotel's ninth cat since the tradition started in the 30s when actor John Barrymore dubbed a bedraggled stray Hamlet.
Well, what was that word?
Bedraggled. Bedraggled.
Bedraggled. All right,
so. I don't even know what that means. Earlier in the day, Matilda, a pedigreed ragdoll breed with long, silky, cream-colored hair, held court on a chaise lounge by the entrance. In her honor, cocktails...
A Southern Belle.
I know, it's just because we listened to that stupid Matthew McConaughey thing. Now I have, like, a Southern accent in my head.
Bland a lean beef. Because a friend... neighbors, a friend you just haven't fed the fuck out of yet.
In her honor, cocktails with names like Purr Teeny with Pink Pussycat were being served at $20 a piece to guests, including representatives of the nonprofit Northern Shore Animal League in Port Washington on Long Island. The adoption shelter, which was to receive the proceeds of the benefit, offered more than a dozen homeless cats for adoption. The Westchester Feline Club supplied the show quality cats with fashions created by New Jersey pet fashion company Meow Wear.
Okay, I'm going to circle that because I'm totally going to check out that website, Meow Wear.
Does that mean that we can dress like cats then? That's awesome.
I'm going to totally check
out that. Too bad, like, if you dress like a cat, it doesn't mean that you can lick your crotch because that's always a bonus.
Yeah, I suppose.
Matilda has become an Algonquin celebrity with her birthday celebrated every year. She also receives about 30 emails a month. Oh my god, 30?
Okay, hold on. Who the fuck is sending emails to a cat? You know, there's...
Okay, I'm not even understanding this article.
Okay, so Matilda's
is a pedigreed ragdoll breed with long silky cream. Okay, so she's a cat.
And she gets emails.
Weird.
Who are these assholes sending emails?
Which are answered by a longtime Algonquin employee, Alice de Almeida. We from Stuttgart in Germany are really your fans, says one such missive. We read about you in our newspaper and about the very... Oh, I have to do that in a German accent. I can't even do a German accent. Because they said and instead of...
Und.
They said und about the very fine lodge in which you live. It's signed in German, meow.
Okay, I'm going to make a point of finding out the meow.
That's like that lady who got plastic surgery to look like a cat.
Oh, yeah, Jocelyn Wildenstein.
Yeah, you know what? I think Madonna's surgery is starting to make her look like a cat.
I think she's just getting old. She's like almost 50.
No, did you see that picture? Her cheekbones are so freaking huge. It looks like her face is swollen from getting her wisdom teeth pulled out.
I don't know. I think she's just getting old. I think.
Well, she is, and it's like.
I think other celebrities have had way more surgery.
Yeah, but I think that there's just a point where it's just like you just have to stop.
She just works out so much, and she's just so, you know, lean.
She's turning into like a man.
Yeah, she has like veiny arms and stuff, and that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess the good thing is when she goes to the hospital, they don't have problems finding a vein because they stick out.
Yep. Announcements. For the first time, we will be having a live guest, not live via Skype, but live by sitting beside us and talking to us. I'll give you a clue.
What? We have friends.
Yeah, we have a friend, and he's going to be coming here tomorrow, awesome. provided that we feed him, and then he'll do the show. I'll give you a clue who it is.
Billy, no!
That's right. We're having Shane tomorrow live on the show. Which means it should be fun. I'm sure he'll be having
We need to get some beer.
Yeah, definitely we'll be picking up some beer. And if it goes for 2 hours, it'll be a 2-hour show. We'll just go with it. And if it's fun.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. So do you want to do the announcements before we're out of here? What's the website?
Sure. Do you want me to read part of my Chantel thing? Or do you want to just... We can leave it for next time.
I'm such an asshole.
Because it's super long. It's really long.
I totally... Forgot about that.
I know.
Sometimes I even wrote down my little thing.
Sometimes you just don't think about me.
Oh, sorry. Well, really tell you what, I'll let you do the announcements and I'll just shut up.
I don't even know what the announcements are.
What's our website?
Well, you're good at doing that.
Okay. If you want to visit our website, it is tiptaptip.com. We do have voicemail now. You can send us a voicemail and we will read it because it's probably the only voicemail we'll be getting. 206-208-3918 is the number for that. You can send us an email at info@tiptaptip.com or if you feel like it, myballs@tiptaptip.com because both of those work.
Or if you don't have balls, you can say my tits.
Everything will work. Whatever the fuck
I'm just speaking out for the women out there, you know, like, I don't like when guys say that.
Whatever the fuck you want.
It makes me have penis envy.
Mm. So whatever the fuck you want at
like when I look at the
tiptaptip.com.
Did you hear that?
No, I missed that because you're...
It said, like, when I look at the Calgary Tower.
Oh.
I'm totally joking.
Yuck. All right, I totally... All right. I'm going to have to start this again. Because you really threw me off my game. All right. TipTapTip.com is the name of the site. Info@TipTapTip.com is the name of the email. You can send us a voicemail, 206-208-3918. We'll probably read it because we have none so far. TipTapTip.com/forum is the place to sign up to and participate in community-type stuff.
Community-type stuff?
Talking and...
Communication.
Talking and communicating with forum people on the web thing.
You're calling it a community now?
Web thing that we have. Tip.
We should start a community, though. And then once we have a whole bunch of people suckered into tiptaptip.com, then we can start our cult.
Well, that's... The first step is the forums. tiptaptip.com/forum. It's not a cult.
No, I know. But when you say community, it just sounds kind of weird.
That's what people say that. It's community.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like techie talk. I don't know.
I've heard the word community thrown around.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I just don't think of that. I think of like communities where people live. That's what I think of communities.
It's an online community.
That's gay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's homosexual. All right.
I'm working with this girl who's in grade 11 and she's like 16 and I'm picking up all these stupid things that she's saying. She always says to everything, oh, that's so gay. Oh, that's gay.
Tell her she's gay.
Well, lady who owns the place, the lady who is her boss, is a lesbian and actually got really pissed off at this little girl for saying that that's gay.
Well, she needs to shut... Well, somebody needs to tell her. You know,
no, I did. I told her that doesn't even make any sense. But apparently the new meaning of the word gay is not...
Is lame.
Yeah.
I know what it means. It's just saying gay. It's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We're out of here.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I'm up in,
Oops.
Oh, haha, you fucked up again.
I fucked up.